Hola, my lovely listeners. Welcome back to the Career Power Hacks mini podcast by Latina Vida. This is Cristina Trujillo, your host for today's Career Hacks. Let's get started with these words of wisdom by Randy Posh. Quote, "The brick walls are there for a reason. The brick walls are not there to keep us out. The brick walls are there to show us how badly we want something." End quote. So, jefitas y allies, how do you break through brick walls? The latest figures from the U.S. Department of Labor suggest the unemployment rate for Latinas ages 20 to 24 is 8.2%. And for those ages 25 through 34, the rate is 4.9%. There are many reasons for the difference in the jobless rate between these two age groups. It's about the education you have, how you describe your work experiences, and how you approach the job search. There are real gender differences in job seeking too. New data suggests women apply for 20% fewer jobs than men, though they are more likely to be hired once they do apply. Fancy that! The successful job hunt is a combination of personal factors and the job hunting tactical strategies we use. So now it's time to get into today's career hacks on approaching your job hunt with a mindset for success. Uno, dos, y tres. Let's do this con ganas. Here we go. Tip number one, numero uno. Learn how to distinguish key qualifications for a job. They're not all the same. A Harvard Business Review found that one factor where men and women differ is how men view the qualifications for a job. When asked why they didn't apply for a job, 8% of men versus 15% of women said they were following guidelines about who should apply. Clearly, if you are interested in a job that requires a license or specific degree, there is no way around that criteria. But the advice of some hiring managers is to go ahead and apply if you meet 80% of general qualifications for the job. A job description is used to paint a picture of the type of person that should apply, and you can make a case for your hire during the interview process if you are missing one or two criteria. Remember, not all qualifications are the same, so take time to carefully discern who the ideal candidate may be to determine your own eligibility. We'd love to hear your success stories of when you apply for a job you may not have met all the qualifications for, but nonetheless, you were the perfect hire. Bueno pues, I'll let you think of the story you'll be sharing with us while we take a brief pause to hear from our sponsor. And we're back with tip number two, numero dos. Make sure you translate how your experiences make you the ideal candidate. We all have unique experiences that extend beyond our formal education that are truly valuable to any employer. We help run a family business. We lead a volunteer organization in our community. We manage the family household caring for younger siblings. Or we overcame a unique challenge. Make sure you think about how you will translate these experiences for the job you are seeking. Don't assume that hiring managers will make the connection with your volunteer efforts or your triumphs over hardships and the qualifications for the job. The hiring manager may not relate to those experiences, or they may just be too busy with cognitive overload to make those links. This effort is your responsibility, and it must be tailored to each job interview, cover letter, and intro email you send with your application. My personal experience honing that responsibility that I have to make those connections led me to go from an interview for an internship opportunity when I started my career to actually getting interviewed for a position with the organization that I ended up getting. So it's very much worth the time and effort. Tip number three, numero tres, don't ignore your online profile, but get out and connect in person. We've often talked about the importance of your online brand and presence. Indeed, most major employers rely upon a hiring process that starts with submitting your resume online. But how do most people get their job? By networking. Or, as I prefer to say, power of association. Getting out in front of others who may be hiring managers or who know someone who knows someone who's hiring. Data suggests 85% of people get their job through networking. This is why attending conferences, networking events, career fairs, or joining a professional association is so key. Also, we recommend taking advantage of Hispanic Heritage Month events. Big shout out to Netflix empowering kickoff of Hispanic Heritage Month in September. We recommend following LinkedIn pages for Latinas in Tech and Taqueria for their continued networking events as well. It's also worth browsing the Eventbrite and Meetup sites for events near you and groups you can join that share your interests. Even joining a group that centers on your hobby, playing soccer, dancing, hiking, or sailing is a way to connect with others too. I recently joined my first meetup group for the book The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, and it's been the most transformative experience in my adult life. So andale jefitas, as my sister got us to say, get out there and let others know how wonderful you are. Okay, familia, there you have it. Career Power Hacks, mini podcast by Latina Vida. Thank you for listening. We trust that you are enjoying and benefiting from our podcast and wouldn't mind supporting our work with a donation on patreon.com. As a nonprofit organization, every little bit helps us keep the lights on. And P.S., go now to your social media platforms and connect with us for additional valuable resources and tips. Let us know how you are applying our Latina Vida career hacks. That is it for now. Thank you for listening. And remember to live your vida with intention. Abrazos, queridos.